This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
I find it astonishing that some people still don't realize how the left has become a totalitarian cult. I mean, just a bunch of authoritarians. If you do not agree with everything that they demand, which is an ever-changing target list of insane ideas, by the way, then you are not just ostracized, you are censored, you are demonetized, you're economically sabotaged, and you're targeted for punishment. The lunatic left has become a cult or an authoritarian regime, a bunch of thought police, a bunch of groupthink enforcers, obedience demanders. And they're dangerous. They are the modern-day fascists. They talk about Trump being Hitler, but they don't realize that they themselves, the radical left, they have become the brown shirts. They've become the Fourth Reich, you might say, of modern society. And they push their truly insane ideas, you know, transgenderism, bad economic policies, and so on, with such ferocity and such demands for compliance that anyone who doesn't bow down to those demands is destroyed, is targeted, threatened, censored, you know, you name it. And that's what it has come to now. That's what the left has become. And yet they don't see it that way. They think that they are the people who are tolerant. But their tolerance doesn't include anyone except those who think exactly like they do. So they have no tolerance and they have no diversity. They're not open to diverse ideas. They demand absolute conformity. That's the opposite of diversity. And yet that's what the left has become in America today. This overreach by the left is becoming apparent even to people who used to be part of the left. For example, I've mentioned this before, but gay couples, gay white men in particular. Well, gay white men now are the enemy of leftism. Why? Well, because they're white and because they're men. So according to the left, if you're white, you're evil. And by the way, the left fails to see how it teaches racism and intolerance, even though it's always saying that people are bad because of the color of their skin, i.e. white people are bad. Somehow they don't see that as racist. But if you're white and gay, you are now the enemy of the left for being white. At the same time, the left has recently stepped up its attacks on white women. So now if you're a woman, you know, it used to be if you're a woman, you were part of the left automatically. You're female. You're part of the women's liberation movement. You're all about feminism. You know, women power. But now if you're white and a woman, you're on the enemies list of the radical left. So let's see, if you're gay, you're bad. If you're white, you're bad. If you're a woman, you're bad. And so now, in order to be a leftist, you have to promote the transgender indoctrination sexualization of children. So you have to basically be a pedophile now to conform to leftism, because that's what they're doing now. They're parading all these children around, celebrating their courage for being transgenders when they're 8 years old or 7 years old. No, they're not old enough to make a decision about sexuality. This is pedophilia on the part of leftists. They are pushing their twisted, bizarre child sexualization fantasies onto these kids and turning them into, like, I don't even know what you call them, trophy kids for LGBT cultism. They go to a party, oh, look at my child, it's a transgender. Really? A seven-year-old? How does your seven-year-old even know what sexual expression is? I mean, what kind of sick, twisted people are doing this? You know, there's a school now that's has mostly autistic children, and a teacher went public with a warning. She had to do it anonymously, or she would be probably threatened and killed, quite literally. She said, well, there's 17 autistic students here now that think they're transgenders because they're being groomed. They're being indoctrinated into this by these radical left-wing activists. trying to turn an entire generation of children into transgenders. They're trying to say that heterosexuality is bad and even abnormal. This is, I mean, this just smacks of fascism and language police to twist something upside down. You know, war is peace. Freedom is slavery, you know? And then, of course, heterosexuality is abnormal. The only normal thing now, according to the left, is to be not just gay, but actually to be transgender. Or to be one of, you know, 57 different genders, whatever the number is that they claim exists this week. So it's a thought police cult. It's a groupthink cabal, and it's very dangerous for society. And you're starting to hear the language of these people. Anyone who mentions the word patriarchy is a cultist. When they say patriarchy, they say, oh, we have to resist the patriarchy, the male Caucasian patriarchy. That is immediately a red flag that you know that they are brainwashed. What they're saying is men are bad. For being born male, you're bad. Now, I remember when they used to say, the left used to say, that some people are born gay. And being born gay doesn't make you bad. That we should embrace everyone for the way they were born, right? Wasn't that the message of coexistence and tolerance and diversity? Now, some people are born with dark skin. Others are born with white skin. Some people are born in countries where they're Muslim. Other people are born in countries where they're Catholic. That you should just embrace everybody the way they were born. But now, according to the left, again, because they are deranged thought police lunatics, they say that if you're born white, then you are born into sin. You're born as an evil child because your skin is white. This is what they're saying. Or that if you're born straight, if you're not gay, then you're evil. And now if you're a woman, you're evil. And if you're a man, you're evil too. See, they are at war with everything that is normal. In fact, to some leftists, if you're born at all, that's bad because they want to abort you before you're born. They're all pro-abortion. So just being born makes you evil in the view of the left. And this is they've reached the point of absolute insanity. And it's only a matter of time, I believe, before the backlash just explodes. Even leftists, I'm starting to see signs that leftists can't stand the lunacy of the radical left. What you might call moderate leftists. People who, you know, they grew up in America and they've been Democrat supporters, but they're not insane lunatics. They don't want communism. They don't think that children should be turned into your sex toys for your LGBT pedophilia proclivities. They're normal, moderate liberals. There's a lot of them in America, you know, tens of millions of them. Even they are starting to become just aghast at this, totally just jaws dropping to the floor. Like, what is going on in this country? What's going on with these radical leftists? They want open borders. They want to invade the country with just millions upon millions of illegal aliens, migrants, and we're supposed to just, what, let them flood into America and do what? Build free homes for all these people? Give them free healthcare, free education? Who's going to pay for that? Even a liberal, a moderate liberal, can figure that sooner or later, the cost of such an operation is unsustainable. It's an invasion of our country to just let anybody walk in, but that's what the radical left wants. That's what they demand. So you're going to see more and more moderate leftists leaving the party. You're already seeing a lot of Black Americans voting Republican. The numbers are accelerating rapidly, as well as Hispanic Americans voting Republican. And while women may have been temporarily offended by Trump. They don't like the way Trump speaks or tweets or what have you. The truth is that women who are white are going to move strongly in favor of Republicans because white women are now being blasted by leftists as being traitors to their own country, traitors to their own gender. But wait a minute, I thought the left said there's no such thing as a woman. They said that anybody could be a woman or a man because gender isn't real. You can they call it gender fluidity. You can decide to be a man or a woman. So how can they say that being a man is bad? Or how can they say that being a woman is bad if there's no such thing as gender? In fact, how can they say that white people are bad if there's no such thing as biological reality? Can't everybody who has white skin just say they self-identify as someone who has color in their skin? As in, you know, Rachel Dolezal tried that. And she led an NAACP community group. She was the president. She wasn't black. She was white. But you see my point. According to the left, nothing is real. Everything is just whatever you say it is. But then somehow all men are bad. Doesn't make any sense. And there are these radical feminists on the left, and they say, well, women are good. But then they also say, but there's no such thing as a woman. Because gender is fluid, you can decide to be whatever you want. In fact, who was it? Luke Skywalker, the actor who plays him anyway, Mark Hamill. Luke Skywalker came out and said, all men should be removed from politics. But he also agrees there's no such thing as a man. And if you look at Mark Hamill, you might tend to agree with that, because he's not a man. He's lost all manliness, all manhood. His man spine is gone. Because he's a libtard now. All he's doing is appeasing the left with virtue signaling, saying that all men should be removed from politics. But wait a second. I thought you said there's no such thing as a man or a woman. So suppose he manages to pass a law that says no men can be elected to office. Then wouldn't all men who want to run for office just say, hey, I self-identify as a woman and I'm running for office? Because that's what the left says the rules are now. You can just make up anything. In fact, you could run as a minority even if you're not. You could run as an endangered species, couldn't you? You could run as a spotted owl. And then anytime your opponent attacks you, you just say, you're attacking an endangered species. What are you? Some kind of endangered species murderer? I mean, you see, the way the left tries to operate, everything breaks down into nonsense anyway. Nothing is real. But yet they want to demand authoritarian control over everything that you say and everything that you think. Your words have to be policed by these leftists now. And you have to use people's preferred gender pronouns, PGPs. Whatever their gender pronoun is, you have to use that. But somehow, magically, you're supposed to psychically know what their gender pronoun is before you say something. Otherwise, guess what? Well, you're a chauvinistic bigot or a racist or something. So some biological woman claims to be a man and says you have to refer to her as a he. But if you look at her and you figure, this is a woman, and you say she or her, then all of a sudden, guess what? You could be fired from your job. Your website could be banned on Facebook. There was actually a channel on Twitter that was banned for saying that biological men are not women. That's considered hate speech now on Twitter. Just to say that men are not women is hate speech. But never forget that Bruce Jenner declared himself to be a woman, and then he won the Woman of the Year award in a women's magazine because the women's magazine decided that this man was a better woman than all the women in the world. That this man, who still had all his man junk, was somehow a better woman than every woman. Really? He's better than every mom? I thought Oprah said that being a mom is the hardest job in the world. How is Bruce Jenner a better woman than the moms that Oprah is talking about? Are those moms just worthless now? Those moms don't count? What, carrying a baby, giving birth doesn't count anymore because Bruce Jenner never gave birth. He never breastfed. He never had sore nipples. Bruce Jenner never had menstruation. He doesn't know what it's like to be a woman, but somehow he's the best woman ever because he imagines that one day he might want to have a mangina. I mean, give me a break. These people are insane. But their language police, they're coming for you. They're going to shut you down if you dare say the emperor has no clothes. You have to conform to their insanity or risk total destruction and complete censorship. And by the way, you will notice that my channel has been completely banned by YouTube, which is why I had to start my own website, brighteon.com, which is now a growing alternative video community. And you can see, because if I said the things I'm saying here, if I said this on YouTube, of course they'd ban the channel immediately. Well, you can't criticize manginas. You have to love the mangina. Any man who says he wants a mangina must be loved and embraced by all. But if you support your country, you're a nationalist bigot Nazi. Oh, I see how that works. You see, that's the left. So if you love your country, you're a bad person. But if you don't love the pedophilia sexualization of children with mangina talk, then somehow you're a bad person. These people are insane. The left is insane. And that's why the backlash will be rising soon. The backlash is coming. And when it arrives, it's going to be tremendous to watch. There's going to be a trigger point. I don't know what it is, but at some point, some leftist will probably say, I can't even imagine the insanity they're going to come up with. Some person is going to claim that they are like a bald eagle or something. They're going to claim to be an endangered species and say they shouldn't have to pay rent or property tax because their home is their habitat and you can't intrude on endangered habitat or some incredible nonsense like that. And everybody, at some point, it's just going to become obvious to everyone, oh my God, the emperor is freaking naked. This whole thing has been a scam. There is such a thing as biological reality. There's only men and women. Gender is binary. There aren't 57 genders. And no, children shouldn't be turned into your little sex toy displays just because you're some weird left-wing pervert who wants little kitties in your bed. You're twisted. You're sick. You need help. You have a mental illness. Stop trying to infect children with your mental illness, which is what these people are doing. And it's going to become obvious. I mean, I'm always a few years ahead of the curve, but this whole thing is blowing up into such levels of insanity that even mainstream America, there will be a backlash against this. The transgenderism is a fad, and it's going to go away, but the children who have been harmed by this are going to live with a life of trauma for being indoctrinated into transgenderism. And some of them have undergone chemical castration and surgical procedures that maim their genitalia for life. And some of these children today will never be able to have children of their own because they are being turned into these little perverted transgender sex toys by the LGBT mafia. And it's got to stop. So, hey, listen to more truth if you dare at brighteon.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I stand for biological reality. I stand for real ethics, real morality. I stand for protecting children. And I stand for respecting adults that want to be whatever they want to be. That's why I'm not opposed to people being gay, for example. But you got to protect children. You can't indoctrinate the children with this LGBT insanity. And you can't run around as language police telling everybody to use your preferred gender pronouns when they're not psychic. They don't know what you want to be called. And besides, I don't have to play your stupid little game. Just because you want to be called the prince doesn't mean I have to refer to you as the prince. I can call you he or she based on how you present yourself in public. That's how it really works. So thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate, an herbicide, and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.